Thank you for joining us for another episode of That Solo Life, the podcast for PR pros and marketers who work for themselves. I am Michelle Kane, and my company is Voice Matters, and I am here as always with the owner of Solo PR Pro, Karen Swim. How are you doing today, Karen?
I am just so happy to be alive, Michelle. How are you?
Same. We've all had some sleep deprivation for 60 or 80 reasons or another with our pets and just life. And so we come to you well caffeinated, ready to discuss the...
That part, Michelle.
We are ready. Well, we thought we'd have a little fun today. And also, you know, we haven't really checked in on current events and PR of late, but providing you've not been living under a rock, so this is going to air on the 17th, 16th. By now, I'm sure you've all heard about Four Seasons Total Landscaping, a modest little landscaping business in the northeast neighborhood of Philadelphia who suddenly had the bright glaring spotlight of the world's media shining upon them a weekend ago, with the counting of the ballots in Philadelphia for the presidential election. Short version, as we all know, because of all the mail-in ballots and different arrangements that had been declared by different legislatures, Pennsylvania, we were still counting our ballots well past the election day. And Mr. Giuliani held a press conference, which was initially thought to have been at the Four Seasons Hotel. We still don't know how and or why this change happened, but within minutes, it was changed to a location called Four Seasons Total Landscaping, which is a landscaping company, as you well know, that is situated, nothing against them, of course, across the street from Fantasy Island Adult Books and the Delaware Valley Crematorium. So, but if anyone is the true winner of this election, it is Four Seasons Total Landscaping, because I have to say, whoever is doing their advising, I mean, if it is someone in a house, I bow down to you. They picked up what could have been a really awkward or weird situation. They have run with it beautifully. Initially, after it all happened, they posted a statement on their Facebook page saying, like, hey, you know, we're in the spotlight now. Short version being, you know, really stressing that they're apolitical, whether they're not, I don't know. It doesn't matter, because they handled it well. They just said, hey, we would have posted any campaign, blah, 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 blah. And hey, watch, we're going to have merch, because
yeah,
Philly and all its love of something absurd that can be funny, just embraced them.
You gotta love them. You know, they're having a good time with this. Make America rake again. Right? I just thought that was hilarious. And, you know, they rolled out a line of t-shirts, hoodies, and stickers that say, yes. Just hilarious. And by the way, Solos, they are a family-owned business, which I love. You know, here's this little family-owned landscaping business that was thrust into the spotlight, and as Michelle said, handled this moment so beautifully. It's just, you know, and if nothing else, hopefully the country can come together and have a great laugh and celebrate this scrappy little company that has really just seized this moment and run with it.
They have. They certainly have. Yes, they've added masks to their repertoire. They have. I saw someone comment, just put a comment in there, one of their threads, that she wants to get married there. They even have a Zoom background, everyone. Okay. I mean, come on. So whoever is advising them, or if it is themselves, and they're also a woman-owned business, official woman-owned business. So two fist bumps in the air for that.
Well, you know, Twitter, of course, is always hilarious, but I gotta tell you, if you are not following, you know, Pennsylvania people, Philly people on Twitter, you have got to, because they're hilarious on a regular basis.
They are.
About a region with a great sense of humor. It's just so funny. So, you know, locals were talking about the area, you know, obviously because they know it, and sharing those stories about wanting to get married there. And just, you know, it's just been really hilarious. And one of the locals was like, gosh, I would have loved to have seen the person on the phone that accepted that credit card. Like, sure, you want to hold your press conference here? Not correcting it. Like, you know that this is not the Four Seasons Hotel, but no, we will gladly book that for you.
Took it and ran with it. I'll try to find her in the show notes if she's still there. There's a woman, I don't even know if she's an aspiring comedian or what, but not only did she nail the, you know, our accent, but one of her replies in her little Bob Newhart-esque stand-up was, no, don't have to get angry. I'm just trying to match your energy.
I love it.
I love my region. We're not right in all the best ways. And, you know, I think this may even be, as one of my PR peers noted, this is probably a really good case study. You know, what happens when the world's eyes are on you and it's not because of anything you did? And how do you both handle it and, you know, flip it? And man, they've monetized it. They've really, I can't bow down to them anymore.
And that's the recipient of this great fortune. It was a textbook case of how to just make, you know, just take this good fortune that has come your way and optimize it and run with it. But on the flip side, it really is interesting that, you know, so if I were part of the campaign, I think that I would have seized that moment too and run with it and said, hey, you know, everybody thinks that this was a mistake, but rather than holding our press conference at a swanky hotel, we really thought that it would be more appropriate to spotlight a scrappy small business in, you know, in Pennsylvania, because we stand with entrepreneurs and because this is an unprecedented campaign. And, you know, it's people like, you know, this that have, you know, brought us this far. I mean, I think I would have just leaned into the moment and like not even gone with, oops.
Yeah.
We made a total mistake, but I think I just would have leaned into it and said, you know, this is actually, you know, hey, all jokes aside, this is actually the perfect place. You know, we love this. Here's why we're here, instead of at a fancy hotel, which is typical. And we've run an untypical campaign with unprecedented results. Right. I mean, you know, as PR people, I think we also have to, you know, and I believe that we are. I know that solos know this, but, you know, sometimes when you work for larger entities, it's a little bit harder to have the freedom to exercise that creativity. But I think that this is something that you can plan for in advance, because, you know, mistakes do happen, and we're assuming that it was a mistake that they booked it there. And if it wasn't a mistake that they booked it there, it was definitely a mistake in the original tweet. But I think it was a mistake. I think that they booked the wrong place. I don't remember ever seeing them admit to that, but I feel like they missed a moment, and it would have actually been a moment that could have brought lightness from their side to what's been a very tense time in American politics.
Yes. Yeah. That would have helped, you know, just getting having a little levity, which I guess is lacking, but I mean, and then of course, you know, I first got wind of it just by seeing the very terse, classy as ever, the Four Seasons, you know, this press conference is not here. It is at Four Seasons Total Lands. Like the fact that they pointed everyone in that direction.
Yeah.
Now, I am determined that someone will get to the bottom of the how or the why eventually. I did see an unsubstantiated report that the question was asked, you know, are you near I-95, making me think, oh, this is going to be a hit and run press conference and then we're out of here. We're heading north to New York. I'm like, well, that makes sense geographically.
Well, but the Four Seasons Hotel, and I'm sure that this mistake has probably happened you know, this is not the first time that a mistake like this has happened, but the Four Seasons Hotel also, I think, could have really had some fun with the moment too. I think about fast food restaurants are like the funniest brands on Twitter.
Wendy's,
Arby's, you know, yeah. Burger King, they just, you know, all of the chicken people, they are just having a good time. They make social media jobs look so super fun, but yes. You know, we all know how much work goes into the actual job, but they're killing it on social. And I just, you know, I feel like I think about how they handle things and how they, you know, are right there ready to like take advantage of a moment and seize the opportunity and like run with it. I think that maybe that's my key takeaway and my theme from all of this is don't be afraid to seize the moment, like lean into it and run with it. And you know what, if you can have a little fun with it, or if it's a more serious thing and you know, it can further something, don't be afraid to do that. It's, you know, okay, this, you know, don't focus on, you know, the proper response and simply correcting the location or being so, you know, corporate and professional, but you know, it would have been kind of cool to have Four Seasons get in on the fun too. And maybe, you know, join the social media fun and, you know, have their staff like, you know, buy some of the merch and say, you know, another Philly business. Not that season, but check out this person.
They will have that opportunity. A local runner who has his own podcast, which I can't remember the name of, but they have set up an unofficial run that will start at the landscaping business and trek 11 miles down to the Four Seasons Hotel. So
I love it.
We will see.
I understand that's an 11-mile run that's going to take place on November 29th. And yes. I love that. That's brilliant. And I love that the money is going to support a great cause.
Right. They're asking for at least a $10 donation to Phil Abundance. And that's whether or not you run. You can, and shout out to everyone across the world who's listening. You can do that virtually too. So, and you know, not to say you'd have to donate to Phil Abundance per se, if you're not, you know, of the region. And, you know, it might be cool if you donate money to your local food bank and just send these guys a line, and I'll put their put a link to their podcast in the show notes so that you know, they might know that what they're doing is really, you know, having a nice groundswell. But yeah, I have to say, I always, Philly brings the clever every time.
Actually, it's when I saw the name, I'm like, you know, that's actually a perfect name for a landscaping company.
Yeah.
Seasons, totally. I love it. Hey, Four Seasons people, if you're out there in the audience by chance, or someone out here knows, because I feel like our solos are 6 degrees from everyone. We love to have you guys on the show. We love to talk to you. So
yeah, absolutely.
We would love to have the Four Seasons Total Landscaping folks on.
I will have to give them a little tap on the shoulder.
Go ahead. Because from one local to another, I'm pretty, well, you may even know them because you seem, you spend.
I might know them without knowing that I know them. Who knows?
Exactly. Michelle is quite the little local unofficial mayor. She goes to all the gatherings and council meetings, and you know, she knows everybody.
Okay, so here's well, speaking of the mayor, this is my nerd story about the mayor of Philadelphia and how oblivious I could be. So I belong to the Philly Public Relations Association, and back when we did gather for things, you know, they'd often have programs and things. We were having our annual meeting at a location, you know, downtown in Philly. And, you know, I'm walking from wherever, I guess the parking garage, I'm striding with determination. And I notice in my peripheral vision that there is a small group of people also beating it to this door. And I wasn't like racing for it to be a jerk. I was just like, it was one of those things where you're like, oh, this could be awkward. Let me just try and get there first. Right. So I totally cut off this party. Come to realize, yeah, it was the mayor and his security detail.
Oh my gosh.
And he was heading to our event, actually. He made some remarks at the beginning, and it was a moderately sized gathering. So I spied this guy that I cut off at the event. I just went over to him and I said, "I am so sorry. I had no idea." Like he just laughed. I said, "I was just so determined to get to my thing on time." So, awkward. I'm like, "Thanks for not taking me down."
Yeah. Thanks.
That he probably just knew. He's just like, "Yeah, okay, whatever."
That's pretty funny.
But hey, but you know what? I mean, our work is very serious, but thankfully we don't have to take ourselves too seriously. And, you know, this has just been a beautiful example of how, you know, we want to encourage you that where you can have fun in your efforts to spotlight your clients, you know, where it's appropriate, where the subject matter, you know, is appropriate. Don't be afraid to try it. I mean, I don't know if this is going to go off, but I have potential for a client to meet Santa at an airport and drive him into town to bring him to Christmas because they're doing their entire tree lighting virtually. So they're trying to make it into a thing. So, you know, just be creative. I think that's what we solos excel at, especially those of us in solo shops.
Yeah. And, you know, I got to tell you, right about now, anything that you can do to bring joy to yourself or the world, I would totally go for it. Like I'm at the point where I don't even care. Like all of my, you know, carefully protected little fences have all eroded away in 2020. So I'm willing to try stuff and just take a risk because this year has just changed my perspective on life. So yeah, if you can have some fun, please do. Please. And I bet clients will appreciate it too.
Yeah. I think everyone, you know, we're all so focused on staying literally alive and fiscally alive that things can get tense. And, you know, I think we all have to remember that while this has been a long haul and we're nowhere near out of this pandemic, it's going to end. It is. It's going to be over eventually. And we're going to, you know, eventually we won't be wearing masks everywhere. I don't think that's going to be forever. It feels that way right now, but you know, we're going to get through the other side of this. So until then, we just have to keep our sense of humor. And it's really key to have that sense of humor. It's not trite. It's not foolishness to work some laughter into your day. You have to. And I know I forget that for myself, you know, so.
I am a big goofball. So I honestly never forget to laugh. I try to do it every single day, a good hearty laugh. And it doesn't take a lot to make me like snort laughter like a stupid, like 2-year-old. I just, because I'm a goof. And so it's kind of my go-to move. Like I am really not all that serious, even though it's funny that sometimes people think that I'm like so professional and so serious. And I'm really just a goofball.
Same.
Really.
Same. And I find that it doesn't take much to set me off.
Yeah, me either.
Because we're so hungry for it.
I mean, that's why I think everyone really appreciated it. And we all needed that moment. My God, we need it, Four Seasons. So thank you, Four Seasons, for giving us all joy and for uniting the country. Like you united the country. We can all rally around and have a good time. And that was nice. And before everybody went back to their respective corners and decided to start fighting again.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So your country owes you a debt of gratitude and hopefully we can get you on here to talk to us for a few minutes. So I'll work on that. But we are also grateful to you, our listeners, for you know, joining us every week. And we hope you do get something out of this. Please, not that this sounds desperate, please let us know. But we'd love to know what you get out of this. And, you know, if there are any topics you'd like us to discuss, it's all welcome. So hit us up at soloprpro.com. And until next time, thanks for listening to That Solo Life.